Hello and welcome to the harvest season. My name is Al. And I'm alone today. Yeah. Rochelle is a bit busy just now and so isn't able to take part in the podcast. So we're going to have a bit of an odd episode as it's going to be basically one long monologue from me. So apologies in advance for you having to hear so much of my voice. So the other thing is that obviously this podcast will be a little bit different in that we had something scheduled, but without the time and being able to record at a specific point with Rochelle, we weren't able to do that particular thing. You'll find out what that is hopefully early in the new year. It will be coming to you. I can't say what it is yet, but I'm very excited about what that episode will be. But sadly, we'll have to wait a little bit longer for that. In the meantime, I didn't have any real time to get something properly sorted for this episode. So instead of just skipping it, what I thought we'd do is I would go through the news as we normally do. And that's probably about it. So you'll probably get a reasonably short episode this week. No 2-hour episode of me talking about farming games. Don't you worry about that. So, Al, what have you been playing? Well, thank you, Al. That's a good question. I have mostly still been playing just Pokemon. There's a lot of Pokemon to play. I'm very much still enjoying it. And I'm currently working on finishing up my Pokedex and trying to get all the Gigantamax Pokemon, which is taking a long time, but it's good fun. I'm enjoying it. So, yeah. Not a lot else other than that, I don't think. Been playing a bit of Pokemon Go as I walk around, obviously. And I've been looking at all the other games that I really want to play, but not as much as Pokemon quite yet. So hopefully we'll be getting back into some Doraemon Story of Seasons in the new year. We'll see. See how long I keep going with Pokemon. I feel like this has been the Pokemon game that I've played more without a real break for quite a long time, maybe since X and Y, I think. Just because there's so many different things to do and it's a lot of fun to play. So that's what I've been playing. Yay! So I'm going to talk about some news. First off, we have Littlewood. There have been quite a few Littlewood updates that we've not mentioned. The first one because I just forgot to actually mention what it was when it ended up being released. And the other two because, just because of when we ended up recording, there's ended up being two releases since the last time we recorded. This episode is being recorded very close to the time when we release. So it's probably the most up-to-date podcast episode we'll ever have. I think I've got 24 hours to get this out, so there we go. So there have been three updates, 0.84, 0.85, and 0.86. 0.84 adds the special moments, which are the kind of standard things you get in these games where when you hit certain friendship levels with the other townsfolk, you'll get special moments with them, cutscenes, these sorts of things. They all happen on the town square, so you need to have that town square built. And apparently, this is really nice. I like this. View them all in your journal once you've seen them in the first place. So you can go back and watch them all, which is a really nice addition to that. And obviously, there's lots of little things as well, some bug fixes and some small features and that sort of thing. The next update was 0.85. This added a bunch of new interesting features. So there's the crafting workshop, which is for crafting some things, obviously. I've not actually played with that yet, because obviously, as I said, I've mostly been playing Pokemon, and I will at some point play Littlewood again. But hopefully it'll be on the Switch soon, and then I can get on. Other features they added in that release are the paintbrush for changing the colour of structures, so I think you can change the walls and the roof separately, which is quite cool. A new watering can tool, I presume that's needed for watering the crops, which it didn't have before. I'm sure it had something like that, but it must have not. And some other small things as well. And the final Littlewood update, since we've last talked about it, is 0.86, which just came out a couple of days ago. I think it was last Sunday, just 2 days ago from when I am now, 3 from when this is released. And the big update for that one is that there's new coloured dirt tiles, so your paths around the village can be lots of different colours, which is pretty cool. You can buy them at the decor shop. That's Mel's shop. The other thing that this is really interesting is one of the things that I'd been that we talked about in the episode we did on Littlewood was about the road out of the village and whether that would ever do anything. And it looks like it is going to do something because this adds the what is called the adventure launch pad at the bottom of the map. It's not implemented yet, but it is there as a visual clue. So hopefully that will be implemented sometime soon and it won't really frustrate me having this road that I can't walk down. And there's lots of other bug fixes in this as well, which is really good. So that's a lot of updates for Littlewood. If you've not played Littlewood before and you're fine with playing in early access, it's really good game and probably a good time to get into it because there's lots of new updates. Obviously if you're waiting for the final version, that's not out yet, and if you're waiting for the Switch version, that also isn't out yet, but I suspect they'll both be out reasonably early next year. Like, obviously, don't take my word for that. I don't know, but presumably in sometime next year, which would be good. The next update we have is for the Village Monsters Early Access as well. So that has a new version out just last week or so. There've been lots of little patches for it, so like that. But this is the first version that has some proper new big features. So first of all, there's some stuff around lost items. So villagers can lose items and you can get them for it, and that will give you a relationship boost. There's lots new text input for the villagers, lots of new conversations. There's a bunch of stuff around tutorials, around odd jobs, and there's some stuff around fish and lots of bug fixes, obviously, because that's always the best thing about these updates is the bug fixes. And the final update that we know of is another Atomicrops update. So we talked about the one that was at the end of October. This here is a new update called the Bramble Patch, which if you're playing Atomicrops sounds very exciting. So they've added a new year into the calendar and improved the year system. I'm not sure what that means because I don't think either me or Rochelle have played Atomicrops, so I'm not sure how the calendar system works and how that would change, but if you like it, maybe that'll be a good update. And there's 4 new enemy types, 3 new upgrades, and a new crop, and some stuff regarding enemy camps, and apparently mysterious shrines, which sounds all very exciting. And they are also teasing that in the next update, there'll be some more farm animals, which is always good because we need lots of farm animals. And the other release that we've had recently is the new release of Farming Simulator. So that's Farming Simulator 20. Farming Simulator 20, as we've discussed before, is the mobile version of the game. So that's for iOS, of course, Nintendo Switch. The other consoles, PS4, Xbox One, and PC, they have the Farming Simulator 19, which the deluxe version came out a few weeks ago, or Platinum version, I think it was called, as we discussed a couple of episodes ago. But this is the new version for Switch and mobile. So if you've been waiting for a good new Farming Simulator for your Nintendo Switch, now's the time to go and buy it. And please let us know what it's like, because we've been considering playing it, but not actually gone through with that yet, because obviously there are a lot of games to play. So that's all the updates and releases for this episode. It seems a reasonably quiet time of year, but that's all right because it's Christmas soon and most of us are still playing Pokemon anyway, let's be honest. So there we go. The other thing I wanted to talk about in this episode is a game that I've come across recently, which is called Circadian City. So this is it bills itself as a life simulation slash RPG game, but it has farming in it, so it definitely counts. And Rochelle isn't here to tell me that it doesn't count, so there we go. But the interesting thing about this game is that you, instead of just going through the day and then going to bed and waking up the next day, you control their dreams in their sleep as well. So I'm not sure exactly how that works because it is currently unreleased. But that does sound like an interesting new twist on the genre. Apparently the Dreamworld is about the Dreamworld is shaped by how your day went, and in here you can you build your personality up and change how your character will grow, and apparently it can also even change your love life, which is very interesting. So I like the idea of this additional part to the game. It sounds like it could be interesting. I'd need to try it out to see whether it becomes actually useful or whether it ends up being a bit of a drag in terms of needing to do that every night. But it's certainly something that I'm quite interested in. So it's coming to PC and Mac on Steam. The planned release date for the early access is quarter 1 2020, so sometime next year. If you want to have a look at that, the link will obviously be in the show notes, but it looks quite interesting. It's got quite a basic graphic style, but that's not to say it doesn't look good. It seems to have quite a lot of other things in the village as well. I should say not village, because it does seem to be based in a city rather than a village. So there seem to be lots of, kind of high-rise buildings and what looks like an internet cafe. If I don't know whether those things still exist or not. Bars and a music shop where you can buy instruments, these sorts of things. So it looks quite interesting, because that's the other thing I hadn't ever really considered about these games, is they're almost always based in, you know, villages in the countryside. Whereas this one's actually based in a city, which is an interesting twist as well. So I think that's probably all for this episode. As I said, it's not a very long episode at all. It's quite a short one even. I think I probably speak for all of us when I say we're looking forward to Rochelle coming back. I certainly can't seem to ramble as much to myself as I can to someone else on the other end of the call. So there we go. Let us know what you've been doing recently, what you're looking forward to. Apologies about the planned episode not going up, but it's a good thing you didn't know what it was, so you couldn't get excited about it, and that's why we don't tell you anything before it's actually happened. So there should be one more episode this year, which we are going to be covering the year in farming. So what we'd really be interested in hearing from you is, what have you enjoyed this year? What's been your best game? What have you played most of? Anything really surprising you found this year? Obviously, we're coming up to our first anniversary of the podcast, so that's very exciting as well. But we're looking to have a chat about how our year in farming has been. So if you have any input to that, please let us know. You can tweet at us at THSPod. That's THSPod. That stands for the Harvest Season Podcast. You can find me on Twitter at TheScottBot. Scott has one T. You can find Rochelle on Twitter at Miss Delaney, which has two L's. As she says many times, one L gets you to someone else. And you can email us from our website, harvestseason.club, and let us know what you're enjoying. And until next time, have a good harvest.
The Harvest Season is created by Rochelle Delaney and Al McKinley. Our art is done by Micah the Brave, and our music is done by Nick Burgess. Feel free to visit our website, theharvestseason.club, for show notes, including links to things we discussed and transcripts for every episode. Thanks for listening.
This is where there's normally an after credits scene where I say something silly. Goodbye.